Good morning. It's Friday, the 11th of August. I'm Steve Smith, and with me from Sterk Financial Services, long time now, frequent contributor to Cultural Continuum, Amy McFarland. Hey there, Amy.
Yes. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
I was waiting to make sure you got the month. You said today is the 11th of
It's only the second. It's only the
August.
Second week of August, so I'm still kind
there of you go. I know, me too.
Getting used to that fact. Beginning with an event that's happening this evening at 7 o'clock, the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a campfire program that'll be tonight at 7. It's a family-friendly event, which promises to be an evening of campfire fun with s'mores, of course. There will also be the Nature Center's last campfire of the summer season.
Alrighty. And the Sioux City Parks and Rec Department present Yoga in the Park. The summer outdoor series continues tomorrow on the 12th with a free yoga class led by an instructor from Evolve Yoga. The all-level class starts at 9 a.m. in the green space on the riverfront west of the Hilton Garden Inn. Participants should bring their own yoga mat and bottle of water. And for more information, you can go to Yoga in the Park or other Parks and Rec summer programs.
The Sioux City Parks and Rec Department also presents Movies in the Park, which is a totally different thing. It's an outdoor series which will be continuing at the Grandview Park Bandshell tomorrow night. The showing of Moana, that'll be at 9 o'clock. In this animated film, an adventurous teenager sails out on a daring mission to save her people in ancient Polynesia.
Wow. And it is the last weekend to see the hidden works of J. Ding Darling at the Sioux City Public Museum. The traveling exhibit includes Ding's camera from his days as a young local reporter and his personal scrapbook of his Sioux City Journal cartoons. The last day for the exhibit is on Sunday the 13th.
Matthew Sitting Bear Jones will present Oto and Missouria Meet Big Knives. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and that's at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. His program will blend history with culture in a discussion of the historical 1804 meetings of Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery and the Oto and Missouria, the first Native nations to be contacted west of the Mississippi River.
Alrighty. And Okoboji Summer Theater presents South Pacific, and that is running now through Sunday, this Sunday. Set in an island paradise during World War II, two parallel love stories are threatened by the dangers of prejudice and war in this Rodgers and Hammerstein music classic. Showtimes are 8 p.m. Friday, 4:30 and 8 Saturday, and 6 p.m. on Sundays.
And the third and final installment, we're getting in the end of the summer,
so
we're getting to final installments of things. The third and final installment of the Dickinson County Nature Center's Family Nature Night Series will feature Disc Golf Challenge. That's at the Okoboji Gold Disc Golf Course in Canoe Park. That'll be Monday evening at 6 o'clock. Participants will learn basic disc golf throws as well as rules of the game. They can try their hand at the fast-growing sport on the 18-hole professional-level disc golf course. There's a disc golf course just right down the hill from where we are.
Yes,
right
indeedy.
Here, Amy.
The Novelists, it's a nationally touring folk pop group with multiple lead singers. They will perform at the South Sioux City Public Library this coming Monday the 14th, 6:30 p.m. The Novelists have built their sound around storytelling and their signature four-part harmonies. Go to southsiouxcity.org for more information.
I wonder if they're just booking bands on groups that have literary-type names.
Could
to play
be,
at the
yeah.
library. That,
okay,
that makes sense.
That's very clever thought. I wonder if that's true.
The Sioux City
we'll have to check the scriptures.
The Sioux City Parks and Recreation department is hosting a pop-up park event. That'll be at Tuesday, August 15th, and that'll be at Cook Park downtown from 6 to 7 o'clock. There will be tailgating, water games, container gardening demonstrations, and a tour of the Sioux City Fire Rescue Truck.
Oh, and it's the last time, there we go again with that last, to go to beach yoga at Ainsworth Orleans Beach on the south shore of Big Spirit Lake. The class will be held at 7 a.m. Wednesday, August 16th. All ages and levels of practice are invited to attend these events, and everyone should bring their own yoga mats.
Larry Campbell is presenting Rollin' Down the River. That'll be at 2 o'clock Wednesday, and that will be at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Mr. Campbell's program will chronicle his road trip along the Missouri River from Three Forks, Montana, which is way up at the top of the Missouri River, to St. Louis, Missouri, covering more than 2,000 miles. filled with Lewis and Clark history. If you'd like more information, you can find it by going to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
Alrighty, the onstage Orange City Summer Series presents a performance by Irish folk rock band The Lead Farmers on this Wednesday, the August 16th at 7 p.m. in Windmill Park. The Lead Farmers feature four guys from Ireland playing upbeat Irish folk music and more. Head to orangecityarts.net for more information.
Sioux City Public Museum is presenting their next History at High Noon program. This one sounds like a fun one. It's called Sioux City Nicknames. That'll be Thursday at 12:05. Archival records clerk Haley Aguirre will take a look back at the various nicknames for Sioux City itself, as well as landmarks and neighborhoods. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own lunches. You can find out more information about that by going to SiouxCityMuseum.org.
All righty. And every Friday, the Sioux City Parks and Rec Department is hosting a Heroes Night at the Long Lines Family Rec Center Climbing Wall. Current and previous military, law enforcement, and fire rescue personnel and their immediate family are invited to come and climb for a reduced rate.
Oh, so that would be this Friday and next Friday.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so every Friday. So that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have something that you would like us to talk about on next week's edition, just email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Remember, you can also hear Cultural Continuum on our podcast from our website or from our mobile app, and that should be uploaded here anytime. On behalf of my co-host, Amy McFarlane, and on behalf of executive producer, Allie Carson, and her new helper, Kennedy.
Ah!
Who's a work-study student.
Yes,
and she's wrote many of these this morning.
Very nicely done.
So, on behalf of all of us, thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. And leaving you here with music from Lead Farmers, they'll be performing Wednesday for Onstage Orange City.
Go ahead and deal your homegrown land. Put it to you now, would you sell us fast? Wretched wall that bangs, that tore the hole in the hopes of honest folks. People with the cash must be smoking hard. They think we're going down quietly. We'll have you all exposed before the end, and we'll share the wealth around. Talking with my mates about it all, we believe they've only scratched the touch of their rights and wrongs and theories. Peel the skin back.
Let yourself be alone at last. Put aside your technology.